Alaska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight in the upper 60s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, looks like sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms. Again, we'll see highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 68. And Thursday, mostly cloudy with more storms likely. Right now, it's 68.
Kings is Mid-American at Work News. Good Tuesday. Governor Laura Kelly has declared an end to an emergency at the state's most crowded prison that had officers there scheduled for 12-hour shifts. The Department of Corrections said yesterday that it expects El Dorado Correctional Facility to return to a regular schedule of 5 8-hour days a week for officers in early October. Kelly declared the emergency back in February to allow the prison about 30 miles east of Wichita to schedule officers for 4 12-hour shifts a week. The prison houses just shy of 2,000 inmates. U.S. Representative Chris Smith of New Jersey has introduced legislation to create a commission to study exertional heat strokes in athletes after a player from his district died at Garden City Community College. The Republican introduced the bill Friday to honor 19-year-old Braden Bradforth of Neptune, New Jersey. He died in August of last year after the first day of practice in Garden City. Mid-America Network News.
Are you ready to enter the workforce and have little or no experience? Maybe you need a career change. Are you wanting to make a living while making a difference in someone's life? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the El Dorado Correctional Facility is just the place for you. We're now hiring entry-level correctional officers. No experience necessary, and we'll provide a 6-week paid training program to start you on a career path with the Kansas Department of Corrections. We offer a competitive wage of $18.26 an hour. Benefits include health insurance, paid sick leave, vacation leave, and a retirement plan. We're seeking highly motivated individuals ready to accept the challenge of a unique and rewarding profession. If you're over 18 and a high school grad or GED, we want to talk to you. Please go to our Facebook page or submit an application at jobs.ks.gov. The El Dorado Correctional Facility is an equal opportunity employer. We certainly provide preference to current or former military service members. Again, find us on Facebook or go online to jobs.ks.gov and start a new career path today.
A new report says dozens of complaints about Kansas Medicaid fraud went to a government email account that no one checked. The state attorney general's office released findings yesterday that show more than 200 emails were left unread. The AG's office found 42 of the unread emails contained at least partially substantiated claims of waste, fraud, or abuse that weren't checked out. From August of 2017 to January of this year, the emails went to a defunct account that no one monitored. An investigation by law enforcement and fire officials into an explosion at a Walmart in Topeka, that happening just before 10 o'clock yesterday morning, when a small explosion occurred after witnesses stated that an unknown individual was seen throwing an object out of their vehicle shortly before the explosion. The Hutchinson Post reports the device was more likely than not a homemade firework and did not appear to be designed to cause damage or injuries. I'm Rick Everett with your Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. U.S. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska has kicked off his reelection campaign surrounded by top Republicans who vouched for the first-term lawmaker as best candidate in the deeply conservative state. Sasse announced his 2020 campaign yesterday, saying he'll work to minimize the role of Washington in Nebraska residents' lives and support President Donald Trump's really great judicial nominees. A North Platte man has been imprisoned for injuring an officer during a fight. Lincoln County District Court records say 28-year-old Walterio Seabrooks was sentenced yesterday to 6 to 12 years. He pleaded guilty to attempted assault of an officer. The officer encountered Seabrooks last October while responding to a report of a home break-in. Police say a fight ensued when the officer tried to detain Seabrooks, and Seabrooks tried several times to take the officer's gun from its holster. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. We are excited to tell you that we are the new Fendt 1000 Vario tractor dealer for South Central Kansas area. These tractors have so many features that you have to experience one to get the full effect of what they are capable of. The horsepower ranges from 380 horsepower to 500 horsepower with peak torque at 1200 to 1500 engine RPM and 1700 being high idle. This means excellent fuel economy and low emissions. Fendt is the leader of the Vario Drive CVT transmission. Team the engine up with the Vario Drive transmission and you have a tractor that is way ahead of competition. And that's just the start. The Fendt Life Cab has all the features and comforts that you have wanted for a long time. This cab is for the operator who wants to achieve high performance that is comfortable. Put together the engine, the powertrain, and cab and you have a package that is comfortable, loaded with horsepower, economical to operate, and reliable. Come see them at either the Mount Hope location or the Winfield location or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Public Works Coordinator reported on the status of ongoing projects throughout the county, reporting that all tubes have been delivered to respective locations and they're now waiting on contractors to do the installation. Commissioners discussed the Kansas Department of Transportation local consult meetings August 19th and 26th for the funding of major projects through 2025. It was consensus that a letter be drafted by County Councilor to express concerns for safety regarding the junction of Highways 36 and 99 and also Highway 77 and 24 in Riley County. The County Councilor reported the tax sale is set for August 23rd at 10 a.m. and reported that he and the County Clerk are working on an updated policy and procedure for the Kansas Open Records Act. Once created and finalized, it will be brought to the board for approval. They're also beginning work on claims with KCAMP, state insurance pool, and reinsurance claims related to hundreds of thousands of dollars lost when the former county clerk, Sonia Stowes, allegedly used county credit cards for personal expenses. The anticipated $372,000 in claims would surpass the $250,000 cap with the county insurance provider, requiring the reinsurance submission as well. The matter could take some 6 months or more to resolve. Stowes has been arrested on felony charges of misuse of public funds and remains free on bond. The board briefly discussed the 2020 budget, with Keith Bramall suggesting that they allot $25,000 to the Marshall County Partnership for Growth for the upcoming budget year, as well as revisit the proposal by Commissioner Meyer to implement an economic development startup rebate program in the amount of $20,000 for up to $4,000 to be reimbursed to 5 successful applicants. That applicant must present the invoice and proof of payment prior to receiving reimbursement from the county. Budget work is to continue, considering corrections and additions to the working draft submitted. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday. The 2020 budget hearing is set for August 12th at 9 a.m. and will increase by around 8%, which will be offset by increased valuations, resulting in a slight decrease in the mill levy of 2.2 mills. That $300,000 increase will result in a budget of $7.8 million. Road and Bridge is raised from $3.8 to $4.1 million toward increased maintenance and repairs. Washington County Economic Development Partnership is slated to receive the $90,000 requested. Hanover Hospital did not receive the $150,000 requested. Commissioners have yet to discuss the $50,000 request from the hospital earlier this year. River Valley Extension will utilize some space in the County Health Department building and will rent some additional outside space for temporary storage and meeting space while the basement wall project is undertaken at the courthouse. Concerns with cracks on the recently completed B Street project, City of Washington, were discussed. As earlier reported, Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Wednesday approved the initial term sheet and site map for the Soldier Creek Wind Farm. The balance of their meeting was routine business. A town hall forum may be scheduled as early as this month for Gage County patrons to consider a half-cent countywide sales tax that would aid in paying the Beatrice 6 civil judgment. An allowance for the measure was approved as a result of a bill passed by the state legislature, introduced by former Gage County Commissioner Myron Dorn, that lets counties facing a federal judgment over $25 million be allowed the local sales tax option. Gage County property taxes have already been raised to the limit provided. A date for such a forum is yet to be determined. Work continues on replacement of the roof at the county jail, funded by insurance proceeds following hail damage, and renovation of the west garage for storage space of the sheriff's office will begin soon. Board of Supervisors also approved continuation of work maintaining the exterior of the county courthouse on the southeast portion of the building this fall, leaving the courthouse tower and a portion of the south side yet to be completed. 2nd Street between A and B Streets in Washington will be closed through Wednesday for emergency sewer repairs. Washington County Hospital access via East 3rd Street. No through traffic allowed on 2nd Street east of B Street until the repairs are completed. Joalis Terry, age 75, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Funeral services planned Wednesday, 10:30 at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Joalis Terry. Nancy Lewis, age 78, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Services Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Winifred Baptist Church. Haddon Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Nancy Lewis. Creta Bronaugh, age 79, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Creta Bronaugh. James E. Taskinen, age 79, of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday. Funeral services pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for James Taskinen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna, salad, garlic bread, and peaches. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby baker's peas, wheat bread, and cinnamon apples. KNDY News time is 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a frontal boundary making its way across the central and east central parts of the Midwest associated with a low pressure system, which is going to bring chances for some showers and thunderstorms as we head into late tonight, continuing into tomorrow. We actually have another low pressure system and a cold front that will follow right behind it, bringing ongoing chances of showers and thunderstorms through the end of the week. It does look like, though, we will see a little bit cooler temperatures behind the second low pressure system. So looking at the forecast for this Tuesday, becoming mostly sunny, we'll see temperatures in the upper 80s. Winds will be out of the north. Tonight, increasing clouds, chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight will drop down into the upper 60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies. We'll see chances for some showers and thunderstorms. Still warm out there. We'll see highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, lows around 70. And Thursday will continue with storms. And that's a look at your local forecast. This is weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early August, 90, record high on this date, 109 in 1934. The average low, 68, record low is 52, set in 1974. Sunset this evening, 8:29, sunrise the morning at 6:28. Sunny and 69 degrees this morning in Marysville, winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 6th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
An interleague walk-off, and the Mets are back. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Division leaders faced off in Minneapolis last night as the Braves and Twins went into the bottom of the ninth, tied at three, when the Twins called on Miguel Sano to pinch hit.
Now the 0-1, a swing and a drive, center field and deep. Going back is Acuna. He will turn.
On WCCO, 5-3, the final. The Mets, meanwhile, took the first leg of a doubleheader over the Marlins, 6-2, and then hit three homers in the seventh inning of the nightcap to win, 5-4.
Swing and a drive to left. That one's going to go to home run, Pete Alonso, and the Mets take the lead.
on Good Shepherd Lutheran School Marysville is accepting students for the upcoming school year. Good Shepherd's mission is to provide a Christ-centered education to its students, assisting parents and bringing up their children and nurturing admonition to the Lord. Good Shepherd Lutheran School provides high-quality, Christ-centered education to students from preschool
ages 3 and 4 through 8th grade. Over the Oakland A's, as Javier Baez went deep twice. The Yankees were in Baltimore last night, and that means they hit a bunch of home runs.
Marysville is accepting swung on and ripped to left center field toward the alley. That ball is going to be gone over the left center field wall. How do you like that? Tuchman, the Suckman.
On WFAN, Mike Tuchman had two of New York's five homers in the 9-6 win. The Yankees' 32 home runs at Camden Yards this year are the most any team has ever hit at a visiting ballpark in a single season. Also in that game, Baltimore second baseman Jonathan Villar hit for the cycle, the first Oriole to do so since 2009. To the NBA, sources tell ESPN that Vince Carter has agreed to a one-year deal to play his final NBA season with the Hawks.
The mission is to provide
Carter will become the first player in NBA history to play in four different decades. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Make plans to celebrate the 50th annual Beatty Milo Festival Saturday, August 17th. The fun kicks off Friday night with a petting zoo, pony rides, kitty carnival with free hot dogs and ice cream for the kids. Then on Saturday, show your best Milo or corn exhibit. Take in a day of fun with a truck show, a vendor fair, softball, and kids' games, including bounce houses. New events this year include helicopter rides, cornhole competition, and a water barrel war. Plus a big parade Saturday at 4, followed by the annual chicken and pork chop barbecue. The South Wind Coalition Band is live Friday night at 10, and the Out Loud Band Saturday at 9 with free fireworks. It's the 50th annual Beatty Milo Festival, August 17th.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, worth billions of dollars in expected new U.S. farm exports, now faces a long congressional recess and a narrow window for still uncertain action in September. USMCA is now in limbo, with Congress gone for recess until after Labor Day, and a narrow political window for September action before campaign season swings into high gear. American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson says negotiations will continue this month on Democrats' call for tougher enforcement of labor and environmental standards.
I think a lot of course, depends on how these talks go, the negotiations between the group that Speaker Pelosi appointed and USTR, again, directly with Ambassador Lighthizer.
Lighthizer has reportedly built trust with the Speaker and Democrats, and differences are said to be narrowing.
If they can come to some accommodations, agree on an implementing bill, then I think they can move it, and September would be good.
However, farm groups and other groups are not waiting, spending time now to lobby Democrats in the House, where action must start. The coalition Trade Works for America, formed by Vice President Pence's chief of staff, plans to spend $8 million this month in more than 50 House districts, many of those held by Democrats. On a separate note, Salmonson says President Trump could still withdraw plans for a new 10% tariff on all remaining untaxed Chinese exports to the United States.
This whole process started in June and then was halted. So this is a redoing what had begun back in June.
And unlike the difficult China talks, trade talks with Japan, a huge but threatened U.S. market, may now speed up based on a recent agreement. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
This is Tom Clayman, Kaufman Seeds, Haven, Kansas. Farmers, where do you go when you need top quality seed with a large selection?
LCS Mint is a lima green medium maturing variety with excellent drought tolerance, is very good in acid soils, has excellent overall yield potential, and fit for northern and western Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southwest Nebraska. Plant LCS Mint from Kaufman Seeds.
Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America, is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders. MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Times like these will make you think of doing things you ordinarily wouldn't do. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Times like these will make you think of doing things you ordinarily wouldn't do. That's how one farmer puts it, as the various natural and man-made challenges to being successful on the farm or ranch have seemed to pile up like never before. There has been no nationwide survey that ranks farmer suicides, but one covering 17 states in 2012 shows the suicide rate for farmers, ranchers, and other agricultural managers was double that of the general population. So it is a problem, and quite often after a relative or a friend or a neighbor kills him or herself, there is a lot of, if only we had been paying attention to the signs. Lamar Graft, who once farmed near Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is now associate director of the North Carolina Agromedicine Institute in Greenville, where he focuses on farmers' mental health. And he says there are telltale signs.
Changes in their behavior, little things sometimes. Maybe they always met the rural mail carrier when they dropped off the mail, and they haven't been at the mailbox for the last couple of weeks. Maybe they haven't been keeping their weeds cut, and their farm was always pristine before. Maybe their buildings have needed a coat of paint for the last few years, and now they just seem to be especially run down with broken boards and so forth that folks might notice. You know, there's a lot of people that have contact with farmers, from the veterinarians to co-op owners and operators, and equipment dealers and so forth, and sometimes they may catch just a little bit difference. And we talk about the importance of engaging people in conversation, not necessarily to say, wow, you must be under a lot of stress lately, but rather, hey, how's things going? I haven't seen you in a little while. Tell me how things are going on your farm. And engaging them in conversation, and if it's a fellow farmer, talking to them, something along the lines of, boy, I don't know how you're doing it, but on my farm, we're having a tough time making planting this year because it's been so wet, or whatever the reason might be. And those kinds of conversations help to engage the person out of some of their inner turmoil, and to get them talking and recognizing that people are concerned about them.
Things you can do for yourself tomorrow. Back after this.
Nothing works harder than Trivapro fungicide. Trivapro offers long-lasting preventative and curative disease control thanks to three distinct modes of action, including an active ingredient that delivers 10 times more potency than the competition, allowing you to maximize yield on your farm. So choose the Trivapro fungicide that works longer than any other. Always read and follow label instructions. See your farmer's cooperative agronomy branch about SkyTech aerial application.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. China has reportedly told its commodity buyers to stop all imports of U.S. agriculture products. This move is in response to Trump's planned tariff increase announced last week. The president using the tariffs to place pressure on China to reach a trade agreement. China also announced the devaluation of its currency on Monday, an action that one researcher said is among the worst-case scenarios. China appears to be waiting out the upcoming November 2020 U.S. elections to see if the political climate in the U.S. will change. The announcement yesterday by China follows news it was buying U.S. ag products as promised in prior talks, just not at the expected levels due to market conditions. China claims demand for soybeans is weak in the nation as African swine fever has reduced its hog herd and need for feed ingredients. Trump administration officials claimed over the weekend that significant ag purchases may keep the U.S. from enacting the next round of tariffs before China halted all of those purchases. And farmers are reporting a significant decline in corn and soybean plantings in the 2019 annual Farm Future Crop Production Survey. Farm Future made the announcement yesterday, noting the farmers planted 83.5 million acres of corn this year. That's the lowest since 2006. Meanwhile, estimated soybean acres down 15.3 million acres, or 9% from last year, to 79.6 million total acres. The latest estimate from USDA predicts corn production of 14.42 billion bushels, or 89.1 million acres. Farm Futures estimates corn yield at 167.2 bushels per acre, totaling a 12.7 billion bushel crop, the smallest since 2012. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
7:30 from KNDY, sunshine 70 outside, seasonal highs near 90 again today and the remainder of this week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. Rick Porcello pitched six innings of one-run ball. Sam Travis hit a two-run homer, and the Boston Red Sox halted their eight-game losing streak with a 7-5 victory over the struggling Kansas City Royals. Rafael Devers added a solo shot for the Red Sox. The series continues this evening in Boston. First pitch at 6:10. Longtime NFL writer Don Banks, who worked at Sports Illustrated for 16 years, died after covering the Pro Football Hall of Fame inductions in Canton, Ohio. He was 57. Paramedics Sunday were called to his hotel, where he was pronounced deceased. No cause was given. Banks also worked for Bleacher Report, the New England Patriots website, and The Athletic. He was a longtime voter for the Associated Press NFL Individual Awards and All-Pro Team. Banks was referred to as a sports writing institution. Mid-America Network Sports.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. New construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders. MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
Some of those living in the Denver area have been surprised to learn that officials are dealing with a nearby outbreak of the bubonic plague. Scott Carr has more.
It's in his second season as we get underway.
So far, the only casualty of a known outbreak of the bubonic plague just outside of Denver is the loss of a Colorado Rapids post-soccer game fireworks show.
Into the back of the net!
An outbreak of the disease responsible for the European Black Death pandemic in the Middle Ages has been identified by local health officials at a prairie dog colony near the stadium in Commerce City. The Rocky Mountain Arsenal National Wildlife Refuge has been closed due to the outbreak. The disease is mostly found in rodent populations. While cases of humans contracting the plague are rare, health experts say the disease regularly circulates around large parts of Colorado, Nevada, California, Oregon, and New Mexico. I'm Scott Carr.
Thanks, Scott. Again, after a loss last night, the Kansas City Royals continue their series with the Boston Red Sox this evening. First pitch at 6:10. Mid-America Network Sports.
Don't miss the start of the new era of K-State football with Coach Chris Klieman.
Laying it on the line every dang day. You win that dang day.
The Cats open the season at 6 p.m. Saturday, August 31st. To celebrate their first game, a total of 2,019 tickets are on sale now for just $19.
Chris Klieman was the best guy for this job. Comes in, little swag, national titles.
Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to reserve your seats today.
Moss-covered peaches can add a real sense of peace and tranquility to a garden. How do you get it started? We will share a few tips today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher,